Emily Robbins' apartment building had three floors. Except, you could also say it had four. The first floor was where Mr. Armand lived. He was the building manager. He fixed the radiators when they broke, told everyone where to leave their recycling, and talked to the chickens that he kept in the backyard. On the next floor were the Pinckneys. Mrs. Pinckney liked to leave notes. Notes in the stairwell, notes on the mailboxes, notes on the fence by the recycling bins. Please replace lids on bins. Please remember that your floor is someone else's ceiling. Chickens should not roost on radiators. Please. Emily always wondered when Mrs. Pinckney put these notes up, because she hardly ever saw her around the building, or her two kids, Jonah and Penelope, even though Penelope was in Emily's class at school. The only time Emily had gotten a glimpse inside their apartment had been the year she was a brownie and had knocked on their door to ask if they wanted to buy any Girl Scout cookies. Mrs. Pinckney was very tall and very thin and very pale. Even her hair was very light blonde and lay meekly and smoothly against her head. When she had opened the door, her white dress matched her skin and didn't have one speck of dust or dirt. "Oh, no," she said when she heard about the cookies. "We don't eat sugar here." She closed the door quickly. Emily's father said that was obviously the reason for all the notes.
"Chronic sugar deprivation," he explained. "It's made her oversensitive to noise and other people and life."
Emily's mom told him to hush. On the third floor were Emily, her mother, and her father. Emily's mother had black hair that was almost always in a ponytail. She cooked macaroni and cheese from a box. Her father had brown hair that was always too long because he hated going to get it cut, and he cooked lasagna and curried chicken and pot stickers. Emily's mother worked on computers in a big building downtown. Her father taught seventh grade. He had promised her that when she got to middle school, she could pretend not to know him. The top floor of their building, the one above Emily and her family, was empty. That's why you could say there were four floors, but the fourth one wasn't an empty apartment. There was nothing to make the space into somewhere to live. No kitchen or bedrooms, no sinks or bathtubs. Nothing but a big stretch of dusty wooden floor and a roof overhead that was really the roof of the whole building. Sometimes Mr. Armand went up to make sure that no windows were broken and that there weren't any holes in the roof. If Emily asked, he'd let her come along. She liked it up there. While Mr. Armand checked the windows and peered at the roof with a flashlight, Emily would spin in slow circles. She would trace crescents in the dust with the toe of her shoe and imagine the things someone could do up here. Rollerblade races, Lego creations that could go in the Guinness Book of World Records, scribbly murals all over the walls, riding bikes in a giant circle, leaving ghostly tracks in the dust. Dancing to music, telling secrets, laughing so hard and so loud that all your muscles felt weak and your joints got wobbly and you'd have to fall over. Nobody would tell you to quiet down or hang up your coat or do your homework or set the table. You could do all of those things in a place like this, Emily thought, if you just had somebody to do them with.